नमस्ते वासुदेवाय।
My uncle, you must have visited Dwarka.
In that holy place,
are
our our friends and well-wishers, the descendants of Yadu, who are always wrapped in the service of the Lord Shri Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes? Purport by Srivain Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The particular word Krishna Devata, that is, those who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Krishna, is significant. The Yadavas and the Pandavas, who were always wrapped in the thought of the Lord Krishna and his different transcendental activities, were all pure devotees of the Lord, like Vidura. Vidura left home in order to devote himself completely to the service of the Lord. But the Pandavas and the Yadavas were always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. Thus, there is no difference in their pure devotional qualities. Either remaining at home or leaving home, the real qualification of a pure devotee is to become wrapped in the thought of Krishna favorably, that is, knowing well that Lord Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal and other demons like them were also always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna, but they were absorbed in a different way, namely unfavorably, or thinking him to be a powerful man only. Therefore, Kamsa and Shishupa are not on the same level as pure devotees like Vidura, the Pandavas and the Yadavas. Maharaj Yudhishthir was also always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna and his associates at Dwarka. Otherwise, he could not have asked all about them from Vidura. Maharaj Yudhishthir was therefore on the same level of devotion as Vidura, although engaged in the state affairs of the kingdom of the world. Om Akyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Mudapi Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So here we have in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13. So here we have the story of Vidura, who instructs his brother Dhritarashtra for his benefit. So, and we can also learn from this pastime. So here we see how chapter began. There was Lord Vidura, Vidura returned from his long pilgrimage. He visited various holy places. He met devotees. He heard about Krishna from them. And now he has returned. And the residents of Hastinapur, when they met him, all the queens, the ladies, and the brothers, five brothers, when they saw him, it was explained that as if life has come, they have regained their consciousness. They were almost dead in the separation. That's one thing that in the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, this topic was there. What is the most painful thing for a devotee? So the most painful thing for a devotee is separation from another devotee. So that's the most painful thing. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited that when Haridas Thakur left, he danced with his body in his hands. So here we see that how they regained their consciousness and everyone is very happy and they want to hear from him. So very affectionately Maharaj Yudhishthir started questioning and he said that, oh, you always protected us, so you are so dear to us, you are our well-wisher. So he asked, okay, where all did you go? And in today's verse he is asking, oh, did you visit Dwarka, where we have our relatives, Yadavas, who are also exalted devotees. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam we get this description of pure devotees. And Srimad Bhagavatam elevates us also. It is inspiring us, purifying us, so that we can one day become pure devotee. This Krishna consciousness is there within the heart of everyone. So it's our pride actually. And that's us actually. We are pure by nature. The soul is pure by nature. So it's not that, oh, I'm so fallen, I can't become a pure devotee. So we should all try to become pure devotee. And that is the thing that would please our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada the most, if we become pure devotees. So Srimad Bhagavatam is purifying us by its association. So the difference between Srimad Bhagavatam and mundane literature is that Srimad Bhagavatam talks about live things or sentient things, and the mundane literature talks about dead things. So if we associate with dead things, it's very depressing. If you go to the crematorium or you see dead bodies, and it's very depressing. No one likes to see dead bodies or dead things. You know. So due to ignorance, due to the effect of material energy, the covering of three modes of material nature, people are trying to take pleasure in dead matter. So they read this mundane literature which only talks about dead matter. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we see this first canto, fifth chapter, there is this verse, Nayat Vachas Chitra Padam Harayasho Jagat Pavitram Pragrini Tukharhichit Tad Vayasam Tirtham Ushanti Manasa Na Yatrahamsa Niramanti Shikshaya. So there it says this mundane literature is so dead and it's like garbage. And who takes pleasure in garbage is the crow-like people. People who have mentality of crows. This place of garbage is like the place of pilgrimage. The Vayasam Tirtham. For these crows, they gather there, they congregate, they have their katha in that place of pilgrimage. So this is the difference between Srimad Bhagavatam and any mundane literature. And we see that when we say Nash Prayasha Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevya, so we should daily serve Srimad, these Bhagavat. There are two types of Bhagavats, okay, person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat. So okay, we can see and relate to a person, okay, it's moving, talking, there's a person, okay, you can serve. But book, when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam, it looks like any other book. So that's the development of realization. By regularly serving a devotee and by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and
reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by studying Srimad Bhagavatam systematically, we can actually realize that this is not a book only, this is a person. So person means you can interact. You have a relationship and you interact. So the advanced devotees have this realization, and the Bhagavatam, this book was, of course, the person Bhagavat talked to them, but one who has realization, he or she can actually talk with Srimad Bhagavatam as a person. Okay, this is a person who is guiding me. Okay, the person who guides you gives you instruction. Okay, you do this. So you can take the instruction from Bhagavatam and follow it. So then, by constantly doing that, Nityam Bhagavat Sevya, whatever is there within the heart which troubles us that is gone, that is cleared away, and then we can actually see that, oh, this is a person. So then we can actually take full benefit, and our relationship with Bhagavatam will be established, and then eternally we can serve this Bhagavat. Even in spiritual world, they are always talking about Krishna. Krishna Katha. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Any topics related to Krishna is Krishna Katha. So here in this pastime, Vidura's pastime, we see he went to different places of pilgrimage. Went on a tour. So when we see some relatives or friends, they go for a holiday. And they come back, you know, everyone is excited, oh, he went for a long holiday, 2 month, 3 month holiday, can I see the pictures, some videos, or who did you meet there, which places you visited. So people want to go on a tour, on a holiday, for sightseeing. There are various places throughout the world they want to see in the hope that they will get pleasure. But they return back to their life of misery. And even on a holiday, it's not easy. You have to organize so many things, how to travel, arrange for accommodation, and where to eat. And then the weather where you go may not be perfect as you thought, or there is some other problem in that place, political problem or some issue, some riots. There is danger at every step in this material world. So the holiday itself, that visit, that sightseeing may not be pleasurable, and it ends very fast even if you think you are enjoying the. It's just momentary, and then you return from one dead place to another dead place and just mechanically start living your life again. But for devotees, this visit or a holiday is totally different. They are interested in Krishna Katha wherever they go. So they develop that is their lifestyle. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can always chant the name of Krishna, chant glories of Krishna, hear about Krishna, see the deity of Krishna. Some devotees travel with deities like that. So there we have Vrindavan, devotees go to these holy places. When actually Vrindavan, if you have to go to Vrindavan, generally we go to Delhi first and then we travel to Vrindavan. And there are so many tourists who come to Delhi and then they go to Agra, where is the wonder, the wonder of the world, Taj Mahal, which is nothing but it's a tomb. There are dead bodies there, buried. It's a very moochy place. Because the samadhi of a pure devotee's body becomes spiritualized. And when you bury a devotee's body, it becomes a temple, samadhi mandir. And you actually circumambulate it, you worship that place. But for any mundane person, it's a tomb or a crematorium, it's a very inauspicious place. So people, so many tourists go to see this wonder of the world. And on the way, there's Vrindavan and Mathura. Many don't stop there. It is the real holy places. So from Delhi, they would go to Agra, which is a highway. And then they won't stop at Vrindavan or Mathura. Even if they stop, even if we go to a dham, we may not access the dham. So that's why here Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, in previous verses Gangeshwar Prabhu was explaining, he was asking, oh, where did you eat? Did you just, you know, because there are some people who just go to these holy places because free food is available. And if that's the mentality, of course you get some benefit, it's prasad. If you eat prasad, in the next life you'll get opportunity to eat prasad again. But that's not the purpose of visiting a holy place. When you visit a holy place, you associate with advanced devotees and hear from them about Krishna. So in 10th canto there is this verse, very famous verse. Yasyatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhauma ijyadi yattiyata buddhi salilena tarkiche janeshu avigeshu sareva gokhara. So there it says a person who considers this body just to be made of these three elements, kapha, pitta, vata, and who considers his children and wife who are related to his body as their own, or who considers bhauma ijyadi, the place where he is born, he considers that worshipable. Or a person who goes to these holy places of pilgrimage and just to take bath in the water which is there, and he doesn't associate with advanced devotees who are there and hear about Krishna. Such a person is compared to a cow or an ass. Saev go khara. So go is the cow, khara is the ass, donkey. So this is the mentality. So such people are compared to ass or a cow in the sense that these animals, of course cow is considered pure, cow is one of the mothers. So here it's used in a derogatory way in the sense that sometimes they are like dumb, you know. The ass is very dumb animal, very dumb. And cow, it's just that, that's why it's said. Cow just sits, you know, very simple. Just eats grass and chews the cud. So in that sense. So we go to holy place and we should hear about Krishna and meet the advanced devotees, take their association. Then this pilgrimage is successful. Otherwise, we actually didn't visit those places. So a pure devotee can access a spiritual dham from wherever he or she is in the world. You can access the dham. If you hear about Krishna, Krishna is not alone. Krishna is with his associates, his paraphernalia and his abode. So when you hear about Krishna, means Vrindavan is there already. Because Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. So when you hear about Krishna, means it includes Vrindavan. So there is this another verse said by Prahlad Maharaj, where it says that this mundane topics or mundane lifestyle is like chewing the tube. So when you chew upon something, the juice has been taken out and you pass it on to someone else. Okay, you also chew on it. So it's juiceless. So here Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova Mitho Vipadyeta Grihavratanam Adanta Gobir Vishatamta Misram Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination towards Krishna are never aroused, either by instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. So that's the materialistic persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness at all, bhakti yoga. So for them, the life becomes chewing the chew, and their father has chewed it, their grandfather and so on, everyone has chewed the same style of lifestyle and they pass it on, okay, now you chew it. So there is no juice. But devotee's life is totally different. So devotees also chew the chewed. Now how is that? Because as we hear the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalptaror Galitam Phalam Shukha Mukhad Amrita Dragasamitam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Moho Raho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. So there we see that this Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of the Vedic tree, and it has become more nectarian because it has been already tasted by Shukdev Goswami. So this Krishna Katha is that. The nature of Krishna Katha is advanced devotee, they chew it. Another, this is like an idiom or something. When you chew on something means you think, you meditate on it, you ponder, you introspect on a point. So it means you are chewing it. So these advanced devotees chew Krishna Katha. And what happens? It becomes more nectarian. So when we hear from them, it's even more juicy. So that's the difference between chewing the chewed of materialists and chewing the chewed of devotees. So that's why we hear Nitya Bhava Sevya. Every day we hear same thing. You're not the body, you're the soul. Krishna is God. But it's nectarian every day because we are hearing the realization of a devotee. He has thought about it, he has lived on it, those principles. He's not just dry, okay? He's just saying, he's living on it. A person, Bhagavata, is the walking Bhagavatam. He's like Bhagavatam in action. He's following it in his life. So that's why it's very nectarian. So here, these questions are of Yudhishthira Maharaja, very affectionate questions. So here we see these words that Yudhishthira Maharaja is using. Apina suhridas tata. As far as my understanding is, when you say tata, it's like very affectionate, actually, this word. Suhrida, Bandhava, the friends, the devotees of Krishna are the real friends. So that's why we take sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. So we take association of these sadhus because they are real friends. And Suhrida. So Srila Prabhupada's short biography, that documentary is called Your Ever Well Wisher. That's the summary of Leelamrita, also called Your Ever Well Wisher. So Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. He's our ever well wisher. Suhrida. So Krishna is the supreme Suhrida, as we know, Bhoktaram Yagetapsam, Sarva Lokmaheshwaram, Suhrida Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. So that's the formula for achieving peace. If you know Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, supreme proprietor, and Suhrida, supreme friend. So then we can achieve this peace and happiness. So these devotees are also Suhrida. Devotees are more merciful than Krishna because they approach, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting the mood of a devotee, he approaches anyone. Papi tapi jata chila, whoever is most sinful people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee is showing that devotee is so merciful, he wants to approach anyone and everyone. Prahlad Maharaj also says, I don't want to get any benefit or go back to Godhead unless these fools and rascals are present there, here and suffering. So for them, with love for them, these devotees approach them and preach to them so that they can access this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna consciousness. So this relationship that Pandavas and Yadavas have
is little different than family relation. So we know they are related, they are cousins, but it's actually little different. So there's this verse in the prayers of Queen Kunti where she says actually, Adha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishva Murte Swakeshu Me Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridham Pandushu Vrishnishu. So there she says, O Lord of the universe, please sever my ties with these Pandavas and the Vrishnis or the Yadus. She is saying, just sever my affection, this affectionate relation. So, when I read that initially, so that was my thinking, these family ties are, you know, should be just severed. Get rid of the family. So, and, but actually, in one lecture when I was hearing, I got the full understanding of what this verse actually means. When Kunti Maharani says, sever my ties with Vrishnis and the Pandavas. This was when Her Grace Narayani Mataji was giving seminar on Queen Kunti's prayers. So she was mentioning that what it means is, we don't just leave the family. In the sense, we sever the bodily relation. We just don't think, oh, these living entities are related to me because I was born in that family, like that. But we expand our vision of family. Because in Nectar of Devotion also it says, Krishna consciousness is a process by which you can love all living entities. So does that not include our family members? That also includes our family members. What it means is that we see everyone as part of Krishna and we interact in that way with them. So then our bodily relation is severed and we are actually interacting on Krishna conscious platform. So that's why when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Vidura that, oh, did you visit our friends and relatives in Dwarka? So it's not just based on bodily relation, it's based on the fact that Krishna is in the center. Because they are pure devotees, dedicated servants of Krishna, and Pandavas are also dedicated servants of Krishna. That's why they are Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking these questions. Are they all living happily in their abodes? So he doesn't mean that, oh, are they materially happy? When you meet some friends or relatives on the material platform, the materialist, that's what they ask. Are they happy means? Is there eating, sleeping, mating, defending, going on good? You know, that's what the question. But hey, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not asking that. When devotees meet each other, what do they ask? How's your bhajan? How's your sadhana? How's your service to Krishna? Is that going okay? A devotee's life, everything in devotee's life is related to his service. If something is interrupting the service, then we try to help that devotee to get rid of that obstacle so that he or she can serve Krishna properly. Can do your sadhana properly and serve Krishna properly. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking this question. And here in purport, Prabhupada says, the particular word, Krishna Devata, that is those who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Krishna, is significant. So this is the platform that we have to reach, in which we are wrapped, we are very attentive and absorbed in the service of Krishna. So in material world, there will be always ups and downs. So we have to be steady, this platform of Nishtha, where we always serve Krishna, always engaged. Yesterday I was hearing a lecture in which His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj was giving an example. There was one Mataji, she had cancer, terminal cancer. And of course devotees, they want to leave body in Vrindavan. So she was on the way, and she was a book distributor. She was on the way to Vrindavan. She was going on wheelchair, like terminal cancer, last stages, last few days. So going in the airport
on wheelchair, and there also she is distributing books. So that's the wrapped in service, Krishna Devta. That's the example. Trying to preach the glories, Yaya Dekha Tarekam Krishna Adesh, in any situation, doesn't matter which situation you are in. So we have to reach to that platform. So here another thing that Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, did you see them? The words are there, Drishta, Shruta, or did you hear about them? Did you actually see them or hear about them? So that's with the pure devotees. So there are two things when we hear about spiritual master or pure devotees, the Vani and Vapu. We see the physical form of a devotee or a spiritual master, and second thing is Shruta, we hear about them or from them. So both are important. Vani is considered more important in the sense, even if spiritual master or a devotee is not in ordinary vision, or in ordinary vision he may not be there, but in the form of Vani he is always present. So that's why that one reporter was asking Prabhupada about Krishna consciousness movement. Someone was saying in the lecture, I forgot who was saying. So Prabhupada was very immediately said that. So the reporter asked, what will happen when you die? And Prabhupada immediately said, I will never die. I'm always there in my books, in his instruction. A spiritual master never dies. He's not the material body. Actually, there's a shloka in the Vedas where it says it's an offense to consider the body of spiritual master as material. So spiritual master is always present in the Vani on the transcendental platform, and his body is also spiritualized. It's not a material body, it's spiritualized material body. It's totally spiritualized, like the iron when you put in the fire, after long time of heating, it becomes fire, it becomes red hot. So that's what a pure devotee is. He is in the fire of Krishna consciousness, he has become spiritual. He is not acting on material platform at all. So when we, that's why even by seeing just a lava matra sadhu sangha, when you just see for a fraction of time, that's why that spiritualized body has so much effect. That impression is there in the mind. And when you hear from them, then you can actually always associate with such pure devotees. So here also Prabhupada is mentioning that either remaining at home or leaving home, the real qualification of a pure devotee is to become wrapped in the thought of Krishna favorably. So it doesn't matter if you're traveling to holy places or you are at home. So that's why I think either at home or leaving home. Grihe thako, vane thako, sada hari bole thako. So there's either in any situation, wherever, whatever material situation you are in, grihastha or a sannyasi, doesn't matter, at home or away from home. Main thing is this thought of Krishna. That's why Raghunath Das Goswami, whose disappearance is today, so he belonged to a very wealthy family, and his father and relatives, they wanted him to stay at home, but he always used to wanted to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He always used to run away. They used to catch him, bring him back. And he got married also. They got him married. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, why are you acting like crazy? You just stay at home and you think about me. Like that. So that's the example from his life. But later, of course, when he got opportunity, he left. He ran away. So that's the point. That main thing is not where we are, which situation we are in. Main thing is to have this constant rapt thought about Krishna. So this thought, continuous thought, as given here, is also there in case of Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal, but it's not favorable. Kamsa was always thinking about Krishna, but how to kill him with a negative, unfavorable mood. But here, Prabhupada is mentioning we should have favorable mood. What's that verse of the definition of pure devotional service? Anya vilasita shunyam jnan karma adhyanavitam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rupanam. Anukulyena means it has to be favorable. This devotional service has to be favorable. And then we can actually reach Krishna. And Krishna reveals himself. Another thing that is discussed here by Prabhupada is about that, okay, Vidura, he left home, visited holy places, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was there. He was dealing with the affairs of the kingdom. So in a sense, this king has to be surrounded with many material possessions, and he is in the power. He has the power and the possessions. So materially, he is very sound. So that's why when Chaitanya, who wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that king? King Pratapa Rudra wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he refused that I won't meet him. Because he's a king, I won't meet him, I'm a sannyasi. So king is actually surrounded by so much paraphernalia, material paraphernalia. So generally the tendency is to get attached. But here this example of Yudhishthira Maharaj is there that he is a pure devotee. It doesn't matter which situation he is in, he's dealing with the state affairs and he's the ruler of the whole world. But still, he is wrapped in thought of Lord Krishna. So that's the example Yudhishthira Maharaj is showing. We may think, oh, we are so busy, we can't think about Krishna. But are we more busy than Yudhishthira Maharaj? he's fixed in this thought of Krishna. And I was looking at what does the word Yudhishthira means. It means actually Yudha. Yudha means battle. And Yudhishthira means one who is steady in a battle. But by Maharaj Yudhishthira's example, we see he is actually steady, of course, in the battle, but also steady in his devotion and his thinking of, his thought is always of Krishna. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Yudhishthira Maharaj and Vidura by constantly thinking of Krishna. And in 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where this is mentioned that if you think about of Krishna at the point of death, then you will attain Krishna. And there in purport, so many times, 10 to 20 times, Prabhupada mentions, how do you think of Krishna? It's by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Because in Kali Yuga, mind is so agitated. Prayana alpa shusha sabhya kalavasmin yugajana manda sumand matyo manda bhagya upadruta. Upadruta is above all the mind of living in or mind of human beings in Kali Yuga is always disturbed. So with that, with this agitated mind, how will we think about Krishna? If we sit and try to think about Krishna, it's not possible. Chanchalam himana Krishna pramathi bhagavadra. Mind will go here and there. But when this sound vibration is there of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we can actually slowly try to bring it back on the sound vibration, and then Krishna would reveal his form. Then we can actually meditate on the form of Krishna, his pastimes, like that. So this example of Vidura and Yudhishthira Maharaj is there, and we should try to follow in our life as sincerely as possible, and we should always pray to Krishna for his mercy. Our endeavor alone may not be, it is not enough. The mercy of Krishna is required. We can try and try, but on our, only based on our effort, we will not reach perfection. So I'd like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed.
fundamental. You said the body is spiritual, master is spiritual.
It is spiritualized.
Spiritualized, yeah. Now, one thing comes to my mind that by chance, if the spiritual master falls, then why the devotee want to leave him and get initiated by another spiritual master?
It's the same thing, the iron rod. Up till the point it's in the fire, it will stay red hot. If it's out of fire, it will become iron and it will become cold. So same way, a pure devotee or the spiritual master, his body is spiritualized up till the point he's following everything properly and he doesn't fall down. If he's out, then we still respect him for the service he has done, but we take shelter of those who are in the fire still. Thank you, that's a comment, right?
Yes,
right. Thank you. Was the cook? Yeah, okay. Yes, bro.
What does it mean to be become wrapped in devotional service? Is it the event that Guruji Maharaj had so many duties to perform? Or is he doing well now?
Yeah, he was doing actually one example of Parikshit Maharaj is there. So they all are in the same category. So mainly what they do is, when they do their duties as a king, they do it on behalf of Krishna. So in that sense, they are always wrapped in their thought of Krishna. So that's why, in any case, so here we see when Vidura returns, here actually the last paragraph is your answer is given. Maharaj Yudhishthira was also always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna and his associates at Dwarka. Otherwise, he could not have asked all about them from Vidura. So he was always in that thought. So any opportunity would be there, he would ask about Krishna and want to hear about Krishna more. So in that sense, he is always hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna. So if you are hearing about Krishna, what is he doing, his pastimes, so that's means they are always in the thought of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. Same with Parikshit Maharaj, he was always thinking of Krishna, searching Krishna. So the example I think Narottam Prabhu gave, that how they are not, these devotees are not attached, even though they are in the midst of all these circumstances. So how to check they are not attached to it, that when opportunity comes, that these things are being taken away, they would just leave. Like Parikshit Maharaj, when he came to know that he has just 7 days left, he left everything, his treasury, his wife, children, the whole kingdom, he just left and he went. Same with, we will see in chapter 15, I think, when Pandavas retired timely, that Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas, they were not attached to the kingdom. So when the opportunity came, they just left. Yudhishthira Maharaj, there is a description that how Yudhishthira Maharaj just became like a dumb person with torn garments or something. They just left towards Himalayas. So they are always in thought of Krishna. And as soon as opportunity comes to fully dedicate to Krishna, they just leave. Does that answer?
Generally, it's understood that king being gently in his home is equal to, you know, you are paying attention, not attention to him, to Lord. What about general services? So, you think about Lord same time, you have to concentrate on.
Yeah. So, but we have to think. Like before service, we can say, okay, now I'm going to do this service for Krishna, and then we do it very nicely. So, and of course, while doing service, we can always chant Hare Krishna. That way, we are always. Who was saying one? a devotee, one lecture I was hearing, so they gave this devotee, I think Mahanidhi Maharaj, when he joined, he was new, he gave him the service of clearing the bins. From the small bin, he had to put rubbish in the big bin. So he started doing that. And then the devotee, senior devotee came, he said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm doing this service you only gave me." So he said, "No, but you have to chant also while doing the service." So then he said, "Okay." So he started chanting side by side. So like that. So while doing any service, when we can chant Hare Krishna, and then we are always in thought of Krishna, then we can actually remember that, oh, this service is for Krishna. Otherwise, the service becomes burden. It's like a burden. We lose the focus. Why am I doing this? But if we have this thought, okay, I'm doing this for spiritual master and Krishna, so that is equivalent to thinking. Always this thought is there that, oh, I'm doing this very nicely for spiritual master, for Krishna. I'm trying to speak here, giving this class for the pleasure of my spiritual master and Krishna and devotees. Or you're trying to hear because this would be pleasurable to Krishna. Any service, then it's constant thought of Krishna can be done. Krishna told Arjuna in the battle, on the battlefield, how is it possible there to think of Krishna? So there, Krishna says, verse 8.7, again 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, "Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara yudhicha mayar pita mano buddhe ame vaishya asamshaya." So, I'm pretty sure it's in that purport. So when he says, "Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu," at all times, "Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara," you think of me and then fight. So he's saying two things. You all the time you think of me and fight also. So how, you have to be very precise to shoot an arrow, right? So how would you think of Krishna? Then he says, "Maya pita mano buddhir," that you offer your mana, your mind and intelligence to me. So when he's using his intelligence, like, okay, now how I will kill this person? He's using his intelligence on the order of Krishna. So that's same as thinking of Krishna. So same way in any service, if we are using our intelligence to do that service nicely for Krishna, so that's what Krishna is asking for. Is that okay?
On the same point, what you said is very true, that when they are fighting, putting the arrow, they are remembering the name of Krishna, that mantra.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Dhanurveda. Yeah, it's not just.
They are
thinking of this.
This example comes to my mind that when we are, like, when I was young, or when kids are young, they go to school. They are studying because of either parents that they want to score good marks. So they, although they are putting their effort to studies, but they are always thinking we want to please our parents by getting good marks. So that could be an example of how we can serve Krishna also. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jitai Gaur Pramanandai.